Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
All right, we're back. Hour two. And there's nothing better than dark roast in my cup. And Matt Rothschild in the morning to help me out.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I was a little nervous. I mean, it's not like we wouldn't be friends if you didn't make it. Something happened, but I was like,
I'm here.
Good, because I was running out of steam.
You know, I wanted to pick up on something you said right before break, which is, you know, is it worth it? We had, you know, all those folks out in 2011, 2012, and we got beat. And we did get beat. We should face facts. That was not a success.
We got annihilated.
But, you know, it's certainly worth fighting for, because if we don't fight, we're never going to win. And also, I just love this quote from Ta-Nehisi Coates, who says, you know, we got to struggle, not because we're guaranteed a victory, but because we're guaranteed of a sane and honorable life. You know, we're not getting rich here, but we can look back and say, you know, we're fighting for the right things. We fought for the right things. It kept us sane, and we were decent about it.
You mean I'm not crazy?
You're not crazy.
Oh,
I don't know. We might put that to a vote, but, you know, you certainly are doing the honorable thing, both on this radio show and also with all your protests. And I think that's a model for people. We just, you know, we can't take it lying down.
If you can make people laugh, you can get them to, you know, lean your way a little bit.
Well, laughter's key. I mean, that, you know, Molly Ivins taught us all that at the Progressive for years and years. She was such a hilarious person. And yeah, you need to have friends who are engaged in this with you to make you keep going every day. And people who have good senses of humor, people who are good cooks, people who like nature, like you do.
I like to cook and eat, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
But, you know, lately I've been not preparing meals for myself as much, you know. But I'm eating, you know, quality food. None of this fast food stuff.
Yeah, at some point, fast food, you know, once you get to a certain age, that fast food does not look very enticing.
Well, it doesn't taste very good either, you know, after you've made your own sandwich and you go get one of these ones that's sitting in the lamp there, you know, and it's already cooked before they heat it up and put it together. Yuck! Dead meat. The Hardee's, we have the dead meat.
Are you still off of meat?
No, I'm not. I'm back on meat. But it's not like a ham for a meal, or I haven't had a steak or anything like that. It's just casseroles and soup and sandwiches. And again, it's mostly because I like animals, but you guys are going to keep killing them. I wish that our animals were raised the way they were when I was younger. You know, you'd be out there patting them. And farmers were sad when they took their animals in to be butchered.
I mean, this idea that you have, you know, 2,000 head of cattle inside a building. I mean, that's just...
What did that one clown say? Goats like getting milked 4 times a day? You sound like you know too much about goats. But, I mean, really, it's like everything that has life on this planet is supposed to have a quality of life. I'm pretty sure that that's, you know, what your God intended.
And you still see some of those old dairy farms when you're driving around the state, but, you know, they're going out of business at a record pace here in Wisconsin. It's just a tragedy.
Well, it's sad because every one of the farms I worked on from, you know, eighth grade on, they're all like little subdivisions now. You know, there's still a silo up there, but there's all these big-ass houses that used to be the fields, you know, and it wasn't uncommon.
You grew up in Stoughton, right?
Yeah. I mean, if we were a farming community, okay, and it goes all the way back to us, and I guess that had a lot to do with us being really good in wrestling. You know, all these farmers, hey, if I'm good enough in wrestling, I can get out of doing chores during these tournaments and stuff. And so the community would support the families' farms. Man, we'd go out there and help them while they're wrestling in a national tournament or the Olympics. You know, we had 2 silver medalists, both farmers. But kind of, it's not a coincidence. But it was a community that believed in hard work and honesty. And I see, you know, classmates of mine talking about the days that we had. And I'm like, but you guys don't understand. We were living in a bubble. We were living in these rural, you know, small town, white, you know, it's just all white communities. That's what it was.
It also was, you know, just the last few years of American ascendancy there. And then, you know, wake up. We're not the only superpower in the world. We're now in a multi-power world. And, you know, the United States can't call the tune everywhere and can't send our corporations everywhere to grab the minerals. I liked your comment about Wisconsin being the new Africa, where companies are coming in and just exploiting our resources.
Water? I heard it. Somebody talking about it yesterday. You know, that remember when they wanted to pipeline the water? Yeah, the governor of New Mexico. And they wanted it for, like, golf courses and stuff. That golf courses in the desert aren't natural, okay?
Or Foxconn siphoning off Lake
Michigan. Yeah. I mean, this is... Man, we've been raped and pillaged, and I guess these Republican voters like that? I don't know.
It's an old story, too. I mean, this is what Fighting Bob LaFollette fought against his whole life. This
corporate. A Republican.
Yeah.
They always like to do that. The Republicans were against slavery. Yeah, until they became for slavery, and the Democrats became the anti-slavery party.
Right, and now all the Republicans, I mean, we're going to see it today with... The hearing on Judge Jackson, you know, they're going to be blowing those dog whistles as loud as they can.
Yeah,
the Republicans.
I can't wait. I just can't wait.
It was already gross yesterday a little bit.
Well, and I pointed that out in the race between Ally Muldrow and David Blaska, that, you know, I just got into that where you can just see that hint of racism, you know, in his comments, you know, talking about teaching kids to read and write and discipline and all this stuff. And, oh, yeah, you're real disciplined, aren't you? Chubby. We've got problems. I mean, I was talking to you about the witches brew in Wisconsin, you know, Annette Ziegler and Bradley, not the good Bradley, not Ann Walsh Bradley.
Rebecca Bradley.
Yes. And of course, I'm out of patience, Rogan Sack.
I think she is going to be stepping down. That's the rumor anyway. That she's
maybe I can help encourage her.
She's not going to run for re-election in the spring. That's the rumor anyway.
If you step down, I promise I'm not going to harass you after you leave.
You know who I think is going to run for her spot as a Republican? Michael Gabelman.
If he doesn't have a massive coronary first on eating that $11,000 a month off the taxpayers. Jeez.
He's running to Utah on Friday to give a talk to the Utah Patriots, which is for God, country, family, and purity.
Well, you know, it was a week ago or so where I saw Rebecca Bradley's comments, the writ for, what's his name, the moderate.
For Hagedorn?
Yes, Hagedorn, you know, and said that it was a perversion of justice. And I'm like, here's the perversion of justice calling somebody else that. If you don't know her history, you know, after she graduated from college and she worked at a law firm in Milwaukee, you know, she had an affair with one of her coworkers. And generally, I guess, you know, Marquette doesn't like that because, you know, it's like Catholic, you know, and so no abortion and divorce and all that. And usually you get kicked out of the, you know, the in crowd when something like that happens. But no, not to her. And then here's the kicker. Later, the guy gets, then they're just friends, you know, after that, you know, they're just friends after that, with benefits probably. But either way, she represented him in his divorce custody case over the son. And, I mean, that's not perverted? Oh, I can't wait to run into you. The only time she saw me, and I apparently she knew who I was because she lowered her head, and I said to the cops, was that? And they were like, yep. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, I think she's misplayed her cards, though, with Justice Hagedorn here on the Wisconsin Supreme
you
Court.
You think?
Who's just been a huge surprise.
Right.
A justice with an independent streak, not towing the Republican line, even though during the primary, you know, he was as hard right as you could come on social issues and thanked the Republican Party for their support and all this other stuff. But there, you know, I give the man credit, and I think part of it is just how mean and ugly and hostile the other three Republican conservative justices are.
They backed her up. They backed up Rebecca Bradley's comments, and it was like just, I mean, really, to read what she said. And
I mean, you don't make friends and get allies that way. And on the other side, you have Ann Walsh Bradley, the good Bradley, who's about as classy a person as you're going to meet in that state capitol for sure. And I'm sure she treated Hagedorn with a lot of respect when he got on, even though they come from different perspectives. And I bet just that interpersonal decency of Ann Walsh Bradley has paid off.
I still like Judge Sumi. That was just so much fun back then.
And, Marianne Sumi.
Yes, and I ran into...
Shout out to Marianne Sumi.
Like her brother and sister-in-law were walking down the square, and I had all my signs out, and I said something like, the sign said, "Hey, Walker, so sue me," you know, and oh, they took pictures of that. But see, this is kind of funny because, like you said, you know, these are really fine people. You don't want to get mixed up with me when you're running for office or anything. You don't want to get too close, but it's okay to take a picture of the sign and kind of snicker and walk away. But yeah, I met some really good people.
I mean, Judge Sumi had issued a great ruling during the Act 10 protest. Yeah. That's the background here.
Yes. And the look on her, remember the picture in the paper? She's pointing her finger. And she just, it looked like my mom telling me to, you know, clean up the basement.
I mean, and there's a time there when Walker and the Republicans weren't even obeying judges' orders. The judges ordered that the Capitol doors are open. It's the people's house. And I remember going back there 10 the next day in the morning. They still were locked.
And I remember when Scott Walker had them put screws through the windows in the bathrooms and then break off the heads so that we couldn't get in and out or bring food in and out, because they weren't letting us bring in food or anything. Then that bastard Walker turned the heat off at night. They did. It got cold at night. That was one of the signs. The governor's as cold as the floor of the Capitol.
It's not a shocker.
Oh, break time again. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.